I'm Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo.
Now already
وبالفعل لقد قمنا بالكثير.
State television broadcast President Obama's speech live. Many tuning in welcomed him, saying that the U.S. is shifting its approach from one of narrow self-interest. But they did so with reservation. Khalid Fahmy chairs the history department at the American University in Cairo.
I am sure you can realize that we in the region have heard this language before many times, so we are skeptical as to how much you will actually deliver on that.
Some people were also uneasy with the financial nod Obama gave Egypt, with $1 billion in debt relief and $1 billion more in loan guarantees. Engineer Iman Shams, who watched the speech at a cafe near the Egyptian Stock Exchange, says it's time for her people to chart their own course.
I don't like to take any money from any country. I'm sorry. We are need here to help yourself. Here, help yourself. Don't need any cash from any country.
Money aside, she and others were not as enthused by this Obama speech as they were by the one he delivered here 2 years ago. Professor Fahmy says that's because Obama didn't spell out whether he will exert pressure on Egypt's current military rulers.
So just handing in money without speaking about this larger, more complex relationship with the Egyptian military is problematic. And I think this is symptomatic of the speech at large.
Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.